You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Today is Wednesday, December 23rd. This is the eve to Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve Eve, as I heard my daughter say. Well, we thank you for listening today, and I hope you're getting all your stuff together for your holiday festivities, maybe tomorrow night or Christmas Day. We are in full swing here. Julie's out and running around now, spending more money, which is a joy to do. I'm here just resting up, getting ready for Christmas Eve carols and communions and stuff like that at Chartel Church of God. I get to play the piano and guitar and going to try to sing a song if the voice holds out. And it's going to be a good night being able to play some music with my children. I want to thank our sponsor, PlexusChuck.com, for sponsoring me each day. I am an independent Plexus ambassador, and through Plexus, I'm able to help people become more healthy, and I'm able to help some lose weight, others gain a greater value of health to their bodies, and still others enjoy being an ambassador like I am. Well, if you're interested in starting a part-time business like I have, you can do so for $22.95. We have a $12 off promotion until the end of the year, and that's December 31st, 2015. Be sure to go to PlexusChuck.com for the details. Also, on my webpage, I have some details there as well on ChucksFavoriteThings.com. Okay, so thank you, PlexusChuck.com, for being our sponsor today. Our movie that we're talking about today is really a television special, but it's, you know, it's longer than 27 minutes, which is like a normal short animated TV show. This is called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It came out in 1964, and it runs 47 minutes in color. This came out, you know, I was like 10 years old when it came out. And so I remember this, watching it. Even a 10-year-old, you know, might start thinking some things are a little corny, but I enjoyed it as a 10-year-old. I enjoyed the animation and the music. 50 years later, I still enjoy this movie. And we have it at our home in our collection, and we show it to our grandkids all the time when they'll sit still to watch it. That's the other part of that one. But we've used it several years raising small children here, letting them enjoy Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's a Christmas television special produced in stop-motion animation. This is where they take a photograph of a scene, and then they move a character slightly, a puppet, and they move it slightly, take another picture, move it slightly, take another picture. This is a very, very detailed and very time-consuming process, but it looks amazing when they finish it. This is one of the great movies that has this in it, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So as I said, it came out December 6, 1964. It came out on the NBC television network in the United States. The special is based on the Johnny Marks song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which was itself based on the 1939 poem Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, written by Marks' brother-in-law, Robert L. May. And I read that that came out in a little pamphlet and was produced by the Montgomery Ward store, you know, the department store, Montgomery Ward. And since 1972, though, the special has aired on CBS Network, and the network has even done a high-definition digital remastered version of it. That's probably what we own as a DVD. It is also only airing on CBS now, so maybe you could still see it today or tomorrow or Christmas Day. I don't know what the schedule has been this month, but I have seen it on TV. So it is showing every year since 1964, so it has marked that it's been the longest-running Christmas TV special in history, and I got that information from Wikipedia. Now, the story goes like this, that Sam the Snowman, played by, well, the voice is done by Burl Ives. Sam the Snowman tells us the story of a young red-nosed reindeer who, after being ousted from the reindeer games, you know the song, because of his beaming honker, his nose, it glows, He teams up with Hermie, an elf who wants to be a dentist, and Yukon Cornelius, who is a prospector, looking for gold. And then sometime he says, no, I'm looking for silver. And then at the end, I think he's looking for peppermint or something. He's not really sure what he's looking for. They run into the abominable snowman and find a whole island of misfit toys. My wife says sometimes I look like the abominable snowman. She calls me the Bumble. That's just between me and you. Rudolph vows to see if he can get Santa to help the toys, the misfit toys, and he goes back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve. But Santa's sleigh is fogged in, but when Santa looks over to Rudolph, he gets a very bright idea that he can use Rudolph to lead the sleigh. Well, it all ends well, and the misfit toys are placed in proper homes as well. Who is the cast of this? You know, this is all done by puppets and stop camera animation. But some of the names I want to talk about are Burl Ives. He does the voice of Sam the Snowman. Burl Ives is a famous folk singer from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, etc. I heard him in the 60s as well. He's also known for movie acting, and he was in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, East of Eden, Ensign Pulver, and he won an Oscar at the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in The Big Country in 1958. Very talented man. He retired when he was 80 years old. I did read that. There's some other people in here that are interested. Billy Richards does the voice of Rudolph. Paul Soles does the voice of Hermie. Larry Mann does the voice of Yukon Cornelius. Stan Francis, the voice of Santa Claus. Janice Orenstein does the voice of Clarice. And Carl Bannis does the voice of the head elf. For other voices and names, you can go to my page, chucksfavoritethings.com, and I have a link to imdb.com for more information. Okay, I have a clip also on my page of Burl Ives singing Holly Jolly Christmas. You know, that is one of my favorite Christmas songs of this season. Have a holly jolly Christmas. Da 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 da. All these songs that I'm going to talk about now were written by Johnny Marks. And so let's talk about what the soundtrack is on this, because there's several good songs in here. Jingle, 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 written by Johnny Marks, sung by Stan Francis. We Are Santa's Elves. There's Always Tomorrow. We're a Couple of Misfits. That's, of course, you know, Johnny Marks, but performed by Billy Mae Richards and Paul Soles. Fame and Fortune. Silver and Gold. Now, I like Silver and Gold, and when I play instrumental music or sing it, I do, and Burl Ives sang this and performed it, and I just like that song, Silver and Gold. The Most Wonderful Day of the Year, A Holly Jolly Christmas, performed by Burl Ives, as I said, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, written by Johnny Marks and performed by Burl Ives. This is a classic Christmas cartoon, but it is enjoyable for kids of all ages. Like I said, I still enjoy it. My wife enjoys it. We raise some kids with it, and our grandkids love it as well. So for a good show this Christmas season, check out Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now tomorrow on Chuck's Favorite Things, I'll be talking about maybe a little less known movie on your list, starring Bob Hope in The Lemon Drop Kid. It's a funny comedy, and it takes place during Christmas. I think you'll like it, and I'll tell you about The Lemon Drop Kid tomorrow. Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Until tomorrow, Chuck Weston signing out. Bye-bye.